This is a production of
Kids Save the World.
Hi, friends. I'm Julie Frost. Welcome back to my podcast. In this episode, we are going to talk about all of the different types of people I have gotten to meet in my life. Moving around all the time as a military kid, I met all sorts of different people from different backgrounds. As a grown-up, I've continued to do lots of traveling. I love to travel. In fact, I've been lucky enough to tour around the world to perform shows for kids. It is so cool to see how people in other parts of the world live. I especially love trying all sorts of new foods and hearing the different music people like to listen to. Where is somewhere in the world that you would like to travel to? What do you think it would be like? Did you know that even if you aren't able to travel, you can still meet awesome people that are different from you? That's what makes our world so cool. Every person has their own story. What's your story? Where do you live? Do you have any brothers and sisters? What sorts of things do you like? What makes you, you? I feel so lucky to have lots of friends who are different from me. If we were all the same, our world would be kinda boring. But you know what I've realized growing up? Since we all have different stories, life might be a little harder for some people than it's been for me. So I started to wonder, what can I do to help bring love and joy to other people who are different from me? How can I help them? The answer is, there are tons of ways we can help others. I challenge you to talk to the grown-ups in your family about ways that you can help. Maybe you can volunteer to help serve food to people who might not have enough. Or maybe you can give away some of your old toys to a family who might not have as many. I'd love to hear your ideas. Here's a song I wrote about a girl named Jill who wanted to share some joy with other kids around the world.
In art class where she draws each day, Jill drew friends young and old. Maria, she was purple, Tom was pink, and Dan was gold. Her teacher saw her drawing and asked Jill what she'd done. Jill told her she had drawn some friends and had a little fun. Jill said it did not matter that each person on her page was each a different color, was each a different age. Because what makes us special is we are all unique. If all of us were just the same, this world would be so bleak. I am so glad for all the people in this world. I'm glad there are so many different types of boys and girls. How boring life would be if my crayon box just had one. The same color for everything would not be any fun. When Jill came home from school that day, her mom had on the news. It showed sad kids around the world. It put Jill in the blues. So Jill pulled out her paper, sat down upon a chair. She started drawing with her crayon some things she'd like to share. She drew her puppy purple, and the clouds were orange and green. She drew her cupcakes coral and her cat aquamarine. By nighttime, Jill had piled up her drawings of the day, then asked her mom to write a note to those kids she'd like to say. I am so glad for all the people in this world. I'm glad there are so many different types of boys and girls. Put her drawings in a box. She added in some clothes, her little shoes and little socks. Next, she added blankets and her favorite teddy bear. Those kids will need these more than me. I'd really like to share. Their eyes and skin and noses were as different as can be. But in Jill's eyes, they all were kids, no differences to see. Last of all, Jill laid her crayons on top of She hoped her crayons would help these kids to smile. I am so glad for all the people in this world. I'm glad there are so many different types of boys and girls. How boring life would be if my crayon box just had one. The same color for everything would not be any fun.
Thanks so much for stopping by. Make sure to click the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. For more songs and videos, visit juliefrostkids.com.